informal discussion between Ajahn Suchin and Venerable Bodhi at the Mahabodhi Vihara, Bodh Gaya, India, 18th of January 2019, recorded by Hung Nguyen, edited by Jonathan and Sarah.
Is there anything you'd like to talk about?
You just continue with what you were saying before.
Yes. At the foundation, when people come to listen to the teachings, we stress on reality right now. Mm-hmm. Because what is real must be this moment. The past one has gone and the future one hasn't come yet. Mm-hmm. That's why if there is no understanding, the truth of whatever appears is not ariya satya. Because that which appears has to arise by conditions, and as soon as it has arisen, it falls away in split seconds. So actually, from nothing, there is something, and in nothing, in samsara, never to return at all. So the moment that can be understood must be this very moment. Because realities are very, very different, like seeing, it performs a function of seeing. It cannot do anything at all. No one can make it change its function. And seeing is different from hearing. So they cannot arise together at all by different conditions. That's why seeing arises and falls away. And there are so many jittas in between when we study vichitta and the hearing arise and fall away. But they seem like they arise together simultaneously, but actually it's impossible. So the world we live in samsara. We live in the world of sanya, memory. Just think about that which is seen, but not as it is. Because the rupa, the visible object, also arises and falls away in split seconds. But it appears like now so many things around. But each one has to be conditioned to arise and falls away. So when we think about the world of nothing, it is one word that can lead to detachment, because what we like cannot stay at all. It's gone all the time, unknowingly. So we live in the world of moha and sanya and all nimitta. So I think that the teaching is so very deep, and we have to study just one word at a time. For me, I think that it's not like we heard the teachings and we could understand everything. It's impossible because it's so very deep. For example, the newcomers at the foundation have no idea about the anattaness of seeing and hearing, thinking, because from birth and until then at the foundation, there must be the idea of I all the time. So what can eradicate the anusya, the latent tendency, even in a dream or any moment of citta? It's there as the source or the germ for the other akusala to arise as soon as it appears. For example, while one is asleep, there is the idea of self as anusya, latent tendency. And as soon as there is moment of seeing is not that which is seen, and seeing arises at the ideas, very special rupa, which can be the base for the arising of citta. So when we talk by way of vattu, there are six: the eye base, ear base, nose base, tongue base, body base, and the mind, manodvara. And by way of the vara, there are also six, but different meaning. Because vattu is the place or the originate the citta to arise. But the vara is just the doorway from not only seeing, but other citta which arise before and have and also at the seeing, until the rupa is gone, no more. So I think that that which is heard is true, because they are the words of the Buddha. So it depends on pariyatti, very skillful in understanding the conformity of the different words by way of Tatu, by way of Ariya Satya, by way of Ayatana. But there must be now, even Patijasamupada is now too. So I think that if we study the teachings as words of scholar, professional in the Pali, or only the translation, that's not the right way. Because Buddha thought about what appears now can be known as it is. And he kept on asking the person who came to see him, is seeing permanent? At that moment, the person who had accumulated the right understanding so much can understand seeing right then. And at moment of direct awareness, it is Satipatthana. Different from those who just came to listen and think by their own about this and that. That's the way I think. For me, the best way is to study respectfully one word at a time, and it conforms with the other words that he speaks all the time for 45 years.
But we see in the suttas, the discourses, that the Buddha teaches a graduated training. He doesn't begin immediately by asking people to contemplate what is occurring in their immediate experience, but first they have to lay a secure foundation of sila, of moral discipline, moral conduct.
Yes, but you see that even one word like sila, people think that they understand that. Sila is the behavior of speech and deeds.
Yeah.
But actually, in the Tipitaka itself, the Sampadamaka, the sila is, what is sila? The table or rupa cannot do anything, so no sila for the rupa at all.
Yeah.
So the sila must be only citta and cittasika. So it means the behavior of citta and cittasikas by way of akusala sila, when akusala citta arises, and it is kusala sila when kusala citta arises, and abhyakata sila for arahata. Because the seeing cannot do anything, it just arises to see. But when citta is conditioned by many cittasikas, sometimes it's wholesome and sometimes it's not wholesome. That's why only unwholesome citta is akusala sila. So people just think about the five sila or the eight sila or the ten sila, but actually sila is the behavior of citta and cittasikas only. So I think that Buddha taught from his great understanding, and we just learn to try to understand his word. That's why if we don't consider carefully, we might go wrong. Because if there is no understanding of this moment, what can be understood? Everything is gone. It's only thinking about. And from pariyatti, if pariyatti is not firm enough, if it's not satyayana yet, they cannot be conditioned for patipatti at all. Because patipatti is direct awareness with understanding, very natural. Because the teachings taught about the path to eradicate atta. So it has to begin from understanding the anatta-ness on the way, all the way. So it has to be very natural, like now, because now nobody think about seeing while they see. It's so common. At moment of hearing, they have no idea about what hearing arises and is at that moment. But carefully thinking about, if there's nothing arising at all, there's no world. Impossible. But as soon as a thing or a reality arises, the world is there. So all Lokiya is worldly, mm-hmm. because it is conditioned to arise and fall away, different from Lokutra.
Mm-hmm.
So many things are now appearing. So there must be many, many conditions for everything to arise and fall away in split seconds. So what is left is just the sign or nimitta of everything. The sign of rupa, the sign of vedana, the sign of sanya, the sign of sankhara, and the sign of vijnana. It's impossible to directly experience just one citta at a time, because no matter what, it appears as nimitta. For example, the unpleasant feeling is conditioned to arise, and it grows, so it appears. So how can there be the precisely experiencing just one at a time? And also according to the vitticitta, Buddha, vitti.
The citta. Yeah.
So many cittas.
Yeah.
How many cittas arise as pavanga? And before seeing, there is only one moment. The panchatvara vachana only. But panchatvara vachana cannot see.
Yeah.
Only seeing itself can see. But the rupa is still there, not fallen away yet. And the citta after seeing, only 3 moments after that, asava is there. So who knows about that asava? Because it's not like nivarana, and it's not like kilesa, but it's so very, very, very subtle. Like now, we are talking, thinking, considering Dhamma among akusala. After seeing, hearing all the time. So it's quite a long, long way to understand truly, exactly what this moment is, just one at a time. And when we think about the whole world, we think of many things, but without one entity, there cannot be anything right now. So what we take for something must be together with many, many other things, like the 4 primary rupas, at moment of hearing, who knows? Only sound is heard. In a kalapa of the kalapa, there are 9 rupas, when it's not conditioned by citta. So I think that it's quite that this life is not enough to understand the teachings, but when it's firmly cultivated, it can grow on little by little. And Panya knows, but when it's not Panya, it has to ask the other how much understanding I have, something like that, which is not right. Because Panya knows, the other cannot know. No one knows, only Panya knows. The best thing in life is right understanding of the teachings of the Buddha. Because what about the question, the answer is there in the book, in Tipitaka. So I think that people misunderstand the word, like Pariyatti. They think that only know about Namarupa, that can condition Patipatti, but it's not like that. Because Pariyatti, it is the very skillful and certain and confident in the reality. Because if it's not reality, it's useless to learn Tipitaka. But since each word of the Buddha represents the reality right now, like hardness, no one thinks about it at all, that is not self. It's just the element which can be touched. And as soon as it has arisen, it falls away. But it appears like it's there all the time, many, many moments. Only one doorway. What about seeing, hearing, thinking, smelling, tasting, touching? So the world is in darkness until the words of the Buddha open up the truth, which is now only citta, citta-sika, and rupa. No one there, no things at all. So live with the understanding of the Buddha, because some people who do not understand the teachings, they look for the truth, but they don't know that the truth is now and here. And people just think about to do something, because the word bhavana in Pali, they use the word meditation, but I think that it's the cultivation of right understanding from moment to moment by itself. Because the other cetasikas cannot perform the function of panya. Only panya, which has arisen, is there, accumulated until it can condition right understanding with right awareness of only a reality at a time. By then, the world is lost. Not at all. Only a reality which is experienced and the experience. So the first vipassana jnana is nama, rupa, pariccheda, jnana. The distinction between nama and rupa, no one at all. That is not enough yet, because the idea of self is so very, very deeply rooted. So it takes quite a long, long time. Eons and eons, and one has to be so truthful according to the 10 parami, satya parami, and the dana parami, and virya parami. But when we read the Pitaka carelessly, people take the word virya for I will do very hard to get it. But it's impossible, because it is the idea of self added on and on and on and on.
But of course, at the outset, people will practice rooted in the idea of the self attaining something.
Yes.
But it's when the practice advances that then the idea of self will gradually become diminished. But it's quite natural for people to think within the conventional terms of I and my attainment.
Yeah. Even that has to be known by panya.
Yeah.
Otherwise, the five khandas, the rupa khanda, vedana khanda, sanya khanda, sankara khanda, vinyana, cannot be eradicated at all if it's not known. And I think that we usually in a day do not see the lobha and moha, because seeing is not known, hearing is not known, thinking is not known, everything is not known. It's only the pariyatti, but it has to be very careful, like the word practice. It's not the self, but it's the accumulated understanding which can condition moment of reality. For example, no one can escape from hardness. It's there all the time from moment one wake up. But at moment of touching, no understanding. But it's there, the world is there. The other world is not there. Only that world is there to be known. So whatever is the object of citta should be known. Naturally. So very, very difficult to eliminate the idea of self, because it's always there and it always come in to try to concentrate, to try to catch, to try to know. But panya knows it's wrong. So panya grow step by step, little by little, to detach from clinging with the idea of self. For example, right now, seeing is not known as that which experiences visible objects, and it hinders the understanding of the next reality, because it takes that seeing as something instantly until it's just seeing. It's just that which is seen. It gradually begin to understand in daily life by conditions from Pariyatti to prove that Pariyatti is enough or not. If Pariyatti is not enough yet, it cannot condition the letting go anything in life, in daily life at all. So it has to be daily life and daily understanding because Panya works its way. So the word practice can be misunderstood because no one is practicing. The characteristic which appears, Panya knows as it is. Hearing now is not sound and it's not understanding the meaning of it. It has to be different moments. Very natural, like we do not want to hear that sound, but hearing hears. Everything. We don't want lopa to arise or dosa to arise, but it's there. I think that every moment can be understood, but only by Panya.
But there are specific methods of training to reduce the impact of lobha and dosa that we find taught. That the Buddha in the suttas teaches very much like a skillful physician prescribing the right medicine to address the particular illnesses of the mind.
And the skillful is Panya.
But not all the methods that the Buddha teaches in the suttas directly aim at the strengthening of Panya in the sense of understanding ultimate realities.
Because,
but, for example, for reducing lobha, especially in the form of kamaraga, sensual desire, the Buddha teaches like the meditation on the impure nature of the body.
But which is, without understanding it as not self. It's the self who's trying to have less.
That kind of conceptual understanding of not self will be in the background if somebody has learned the Dhamma properly. But if a person, say a meditator, has particular problem with sensual desire, then they would use not the method of noting what's occurring exactly in the present, but they would use the method of contemplating the unattractive nature of the body.
But if there is no understanding of conditioned reality not self, one thing that one knows, one likes, one dislikes, one understands, always I who knows, even at moment of trying to think in the right way, but lobha is there. That's why before Panya can develop on and on and on until the Rudra Citta arises, there not only one vipassana, Lokutra Citta. Not only one vipassana jnana at all. Many, because only one is not enough. In Thailand, and I think that all around the world, there are meditation centers. But in Tipitaka, there's no meditation center at all. And people get something like this subject or object for meditate. To meditate. They select by themselves. That cannot be the moment of understanding anatta, because I heard about this, I selected this, I just want to know only this.
Well, most people who go... First, I think the idea of meditation centers is a pretty recent development, maybe beginning in the 19th century. Formerly, in earlier times, people who want to do intensive meditation, usually they would become monastics, or else lay people who want to do intensive meditation would then go to the monastery, and the monasteries would have facilities for lay people to stay to do the meditation.
But can anyone do intensive meditation without Panya itself develops little by little from hearing? And there is not just only sutta maya panya, there must be chinta maya panya. Like in the Mangala Sutta, to listen to the teachings is Mangala, and also to discuss on the teachings also Mangala. It means that how difficult, how subtle it is. And when there is no panya,
yeah,
it's impossible to understand what is that which is not self, which
yeah,
sees and hears naturally.
Yeah.
I think that the words of the Buddha can help people to understand what's right and what's wrong. Otherwise, one has one's own idea that this is right,
mm-hmm,
and try to do that.
Mm-hmm. Of course, one has to always check one's understanding against, I would say, against the suttas, and if one has the fortune to meet competent teachers, then to check one's understanding against that of,
yeah,
of competent teachers who mm-hmm could correct misunderstandings.
Mm-hmm.
That's the value the Buddha places on kalyanamitta,
right,
having a good spiritual friend.
And the best kalyanamitta is the Buddha,
yeah,
so his words
yeah
are the best
yeah
kalyanamitta.
Mm.
I think that if one think carefully,
yeah,
one can understand the way, the path leading to letting go.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, one does with oneself, the idea of self, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that is wrong because that person turns away from the teachings,
mm-hmm,
from this life,
mm-hmm,
and on in other lives as well. So, reading is not enough. Studying is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Considering is not enough.
Mm-hmm.
Until right awareness arises,
mm,
by then one knows that from hearing, from thinking,
yeah,
from
yeah
considering, from understanding better and better. Because it has to begin from now.
Yeah. But I think if one looks at the structure, say, of the Satipatthana system taught by the Buddha, that the Buddha begins very, very skillfully the system of Satipatthana with kayanupassana, with the contemplation of the body, with methods of meditation that take the relatively gross object of the body as a way, I would say, first and initially to stabilize the mind. And then one has the contemplation of dhammas, particularly contemplation of the eye and forms, the ear and sounds, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, comes only in the fourth Satipatthana, the fourth foundation of mindfulness. So we can see that there's a gradual progression through the foundations of mindfulness. So one wouldn't start the practice of Satipatthana by noting seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and their respective objects. But one first has to be able to, and this is my own experience, to stabilize the mind with some form of meditation, some form of practice that's based on the body.
And that's the idea of self?
I don't think so, not necessarily.
Because I think that if we keep on
yeah
going on the right track,
yeah,
on
yeah
the right way
yeah
of anatta,
yeah,
there's no idea of I will select or try
yeah
to have such and such
yeah
as object.
Yeah.
It has to
yeah
conditioned, certainly, yeah, unknowingly,
yeah,
like Sariputta met Asashi, Pante Asashi.
Yeah.
He didn't realize that he would be there to listen to such and such work
yeah
and to become enlightened,
yeah. Yeah.
Unknowingly, but
yeah
by conditions enough, or Ankulimala,
mm,
who knows, who can think that he would be an arahata.
Yeah.
It has to be so very natural and unexpectedly by
yeah
way of anatta-ness. I think that people take the word sammasati
yeah
or satipatthana just want to do, but
yeah
not to understand what is sammasati and mm how can it
mm
be satipatthana.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many things around, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mind, who can select citta and sati to arise and be aware? Because sati is conditioned.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as it arises, it experiences aware instantly of that object by itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not told to be aware of this or to be aware of that at all. And Lopa is so very crafty. Mm-hmm. It can lead to any state mm-hmm. of understanding mm-hmm. because Silapata Pramasa can be eradicated only by Sota Patimakkhacitta. Mm-hmm. Before that, Panya knows and Panya letting go, knows and let go mm-hmm. all the way. Otherwise, it's there. Because when people hear the teachings, Lopa is there, just want to be enlightened. See, not thinking that, oh, it's quite a long way to understand, seeing right now, naturally, hearing right now.
Yeah, of course, attainment is not a matter of personal ambition.
Yes.
But my point is that one has to make a determination to practice the teaching, and then one has to go through the progressive stages of the teaching until the conditions are established for being able to contemplate in a selfless manner the occurrence of phenomena at successive moments.
It's difficult to see Lopa is there because the idea of I'd like to intensely follow the teachings and what about to understand what appears now is much different.
Yeah, but say, okay, I'm living in the United States, I hear about Buddhism, I decide I want to become a Buddhist monk, so then I decide to go to Asia. If I were to stay to think that the essence of Buddhism is just understanding what's occurring right now, I never would have left the United States to go to Asia to become a monk. I would have just would have stayed at my house in the United States, observing what's arising and hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching.
Yeah, but I think that to be a monk is not for everyone.
Yeah.
Even another bindika, visakhamma upasika, lay people can attain enlightenment.
Yeah.
By their own accumulations, by conditions.
Yeah.
So I think that people should learn to understand the teaching so well and understand the one's own accumulation, whether one can follow the teachings and follow the Vinaya perfectly.
Of course, that requires some kind of perhaps past connections from past lives.
The best thing is to understand reality correctly.
Of course, that's the high level of practice.
So each word should be studied very carefully. Even right now, no direct awareness of any reality because lack of understanding as pariyati. Pariyatti will lead to patipatti, but people today, they do not study. They just want to practice instantly.
Yeah, that is the truth.
By the self and ignorance. Because if we ask them about seeing right now, no idea. As much as they can say, according to the teachings, it's the self. And right understanding accompany right awareness, because the Eightfold Path lead by right understanding. Even right now, there are many objects to be understood, but because of not have the pariyatti very firmly, no awareness. But when awareness arises, panya is that it knows, even it's very short. It's so natural. And it depends on whether there is enough to letting go or not. When it's not enough yet, learn more by anatta, not self at all, to understand whatever appears by sati, not by I. So it's not that I practice, but it is conditioned by pariyatti. And understanding is the leader. This is letting go But when one tries so hard, it's not letting go. That's why when he became enlightened, he didn't just want to teach at once.
Yeah.
So very subtle.
Very
subtle.
Subtle.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always an interesting passage. That the Buddha, after becoming fully enlightened, his initial impulse was not to teach, but to...
Even he was enlightened.
Yeah.
He's Buddha.
Yeah.
He was not thinking about teaching directly after his enlightenment. See, no one makes the hearing and the sound to appear. And they are gone, never to return. Each life, each moment, each Paramattha Dhamma do not return at all. Never to return. And this can lead to letting go. Life, from life to life. Just like that. To be born and have everything and then no more, none at all. And where were they? They are only Paramattha Dhamma, reality arising and falling away. No one can stop their way. In Tipitaka, there is one phrase, just live for Panya to arise.
Say again the phrase.
Just live to live.
Yeah.
Why do you live? For Panya to arise. That is the point. Not to become enlightened because of not knowing this or that yet. So very natural, one knows whether there is Satipatthana or not by conditions and scorn. To know that it cannot stay, it arises and falls away, is dukkha, can lead to detachment from clinging to samsara anymore. Each moment is gone. With ignorance or with panya, that's all, and many degrees of wholesomeness or kilesa. If Buddha didn't teach, we don't know that now it's all about paticchasamuppada, even sound, passa, vedana, panha. So very rapidly. No one can stop.
You know, it's interesting that when he hesitated to teach, the two things that he mentions as difficult to impart to others are dependent origination and Nibbana. Those are the two.
But people think that Nibbana is quite near. Just go somewhere and do something and then they got Nibbana.
I don't know anybody who has that view.
Because right understanding doesn't need any place. It needs development, accumulated. Careful study, careful considering. Each moment can be anatta to panya, but to ignorance, someone, something, some story of the time. If there is no awareness, the sound does not appear as sound. when it's not the understanding of the very moment right now, it's mm-hmm. impossible to mm-hmm. letting go anything.
Mm. Well, even the mind that identifies the sound as sound is not the same as the mind that actually hears the sound.
Yeah, because why do we have to say like that? The sound is a sound.
Yeah.
No need. But the characteristic, which is not self, should be attended.
The sound should be?
Attended as a reality arising and falling away.
Yeah.
Like the visible object.
Mm-hmm.
Alternately, all the time, six stories.
Mm-hmm. And if one is very mindful when listening to what you call a sound,
yes,
it actually breaks up into a series or sequence of individual sounds.
But there are two ways. One is wrong and one is right.
Yeah.
The wrong one is trying to have it and being happy to have it. But the other way is that it's conditioned. Mm-hmm. No one can make it arise, and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Lopa is already crafty. The cheating reality, Lopa, cheating, C-H-E-A-T, cheating.
Say again.
C-H-A-T-E-A-T.
C-H-E-A-T.
Yes.
Cheating.
Yes.
Mm.
It doesn't appear as it is.
Mm-hmm.
But when Vanya knows, as the sound gone, everything is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Mm.
No one can make it arise. Mm-hmm. No one can stop it to fall away.
Mm-hmm.
And never to return
mm-hmm.
at all, each moment.
Mm-hmm.
When Panya knows that, Panya learns or developed by being aware, with awareness to understand better and better. But it has to be by themselves. Mm. Reality is the Eightfold Path or Bodhipakya Dhamma.
Yeah.
So natural, because it's conditioned to smile, to hate, or to whatever, by conditions. And Panya must be so very strong enough to letting go. And life is not as difficult as it used to be when there is Panya.
Mm.
Everything is gone. And it's gone, and it's gone, when awareness is there. Otherwise, it cannot letting go the idea of self in daily life at all.
Mm-hmm.
And make the belief that it has Panya enough to letting go.
Mm.
But it's wrong, because Panya has to understand whatever appears.
Mm-hmm.
Completely, absolutely.
Mm.
And I think that the person who can read Tipitaka must be the person who understands Tipitaka, the words of the Buddha. Otherwise, they interpret by their own way.
Mm. Mm. Well, there are many people can read Tripitaka, but develop different interpretations.
And misunderstood too.
They can easily be misunderstanding.
Like sati.
Yeah.
And in Thai language, we use many words from Pali, but we use wrongly. Like, be careful, they say sati. Just to cross the road.
Just to?
Cross the road.
To cross the road.
They say sati.
Well, I would say that's also, that's an application of sati, crossing the road.
But actually, it's not, because it has to be wholesome, chitasika, by way of dana, sila, and bhavana.
Mm.
Because it becomes Thai word now.
Yeah. But that's a kind of, I say it's a very mundane, wholesome kind of sati, to be mindful or careful when crossing the road.
But the nature of it cannot be sati at all. It can be concentration.
I don't know that it's concentration, because it has an element of care in it, whereas concentration is just focused one-pointedly on its object.
To be careful.
Whereas when crossing the road,
be careful.
There's a degree of, I would say it's a kind of sati sampajanya, not at the high level, it's not.
But according to Abhidhamma,
yeah,
sati has to arise only by way of dana, sila, or bhavana, or wholesome moments only.
I think sati can be a more general psychological condition which is being used in the context of the Dhamma in a specific sense. But that doesn't mean that there can't be sati outside the context of the Buddhist Dhamma.
So it's not the Buddha's word, if it's translated like that. It can be any person to use any word because they have the right to say so.
Yeah.
But this is the beginning of having wrong understanding of the teachings from not careful studying.
Yeah.
So the adults told the children to be sati, to have sati. But actually it's not at all.
Well, it could be the beginning of a training in sati that will go on to higher levels.
But to me,
yeah,
I think that it's the wrong beginning.
I'm not so sure about that. To be careful, okay, one is careful in crossing the road. Again, one is learning to use, let's say, to be aware of potential dangers.
Like
and
the word awareness in English,
yeah,
in dictionary, but not according to reality.
Yeah, of course the English word awareness has many, many shades of meaning.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just stick to sati, okay, and crossing the road.
Otherwise, one has sati all day if one do anything, one does anything carefully. But that's not right. It has to be wholesome. Sopana chetasika.
Yeah, but don't also forget that the suttas speak about vicha sati, wrong
because
mindfulness.
There are vicha practice.
Yeah.
So,
but okay, but crossing the road carefully, I'm not saying that that's mitya sati. I'm just saying that the word sati can have application, many, many applications.
But when it's akusla, when it's not dosa, when it's not moha, citta, it is lopa mula citta, for sure.
Mm.
Very close.
Mm.
Like metta.
Yeah.
It's approximate. For our enemy is lopa.
Yeah, I think what's said in the Visuddhimagga, I think the word used might be pema or sine. Pema is affection, yeah.
Sineha.
It could be sineha, I don't remember exactly. Sineha is like
lopa as well.
Personal affection. Those are sort of synonyms for lopa. But I think the word used could be the sineha or pema. Both
maybe
of them mean
many
affection.
Words for lopa, depending on degrees.
Yeah.
So we use the Pali word in daily life.
Yeah.
But when we read, we have to be careful.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they mix. They think that they have kusala all day.
Yeah.
And when it talk about concentration while one is crossing the street, because concentration or ekakata chetasika arises with a citta,
Yeah.
And that moment, the Lopa would like not to be crashed by the car. So it just wants to go safely. And I think that for the four Mahasatipatthana, it doesn't matter at all whether the Kayanupassana is the first, because who can make the sati to follow the path all the way? This first and the second, no, not at all. Each moment, shows the anatomies all the time. And no one can tell sati to be or to do this or that, because it's conditioned to arise and it's where.
Yeah, but sometimes the conditions that cause things to arise will be the chaitana, the intention, volition in the present citta. So that is what is responsible, say, if somebody is taking up the practice of satipatthana.
But the intention is not the Eightfold Path at all. Intention.
Yeah.
It's not the path of the Eightfold Path.
But the chaitanya is a mental factor.
It arises with each moment.
Yeah. Yeah, so there are different chaitanyas, and so there will be a chaitanya which, in the case of somebody who's taking up satipatthana practice, it's the chaitanya.
Chaitanya is there, but chaitanya is not the path.
I'm not saying that chaitanya is the path, but chaitanya is the factor that will give rise to, it, together with virya, that will give rise to sati.
Many chaitasikas together.
Yeah. One question that sometimes comes up is, why is there no chaitasika in the Abhidhamma scheme for fear?
It accompanies the domanasa vedana, so it has to be dosa mulajita.
Yeah, but fear is not mentioned.
Because when we use the word dosa, it includes all unpleasant moments.
But it seems to me that there is such a big difference between hatred and fear.
Yes, because
one word doesn't adequately cover both. So if dosa, and then if you look at the Dhammasangani, all of the words that are used to explain dosa are words like vyapada, paddhika, things like ill will, aversion, and so forth, but no words that correspond to fear.
But fear is real.
Definitely, it's real.
So it has to be citta and chetasika.
Yeah, but it sounds...
And it's unpleasant.
Yeah, so certainly it's unpleasant.
There are only 12
akusala
citta.
Yeah.
So it's not lobha, it's not moha, so it has to be dosa.
One could sort of infer that it will be in the dosa, in the paddhika sampayutta cittas.
When one rejects the object.
Mm-hmm.
That's why in each citta, Buddha taught about the vedana all the time, whether what vedana is there with lopa, how many feelings can be.
Yeah.
So only be aware of one khanda is not enough. And one forgets, one thinks that that's the way, anything, just one thing is enough, but it's not enough at all.
Of course one has to understand all five of the aggregates. Yeah.
And all what happens in a day, as it is, not so. But I think that no matter life is so pleasant or whatever, it's just for a moment and then nothing.
Mm.
This will lead to letting go.
Mm-hmm.
Life. Not to be born again. But no one can do. Depends on conditions only. See, in anapanasati is not easy at all.
No, it's a very difficult
meditation. But people think that it's very easy.
I don't know anybody who's tried to practice anapanasati seriously who thinks it's very easy. If you read about it, it sounds very easy, but when you sit to practice, it's difficult.
And it has to be anatta too.
Mm.
Don't tell sati to be aware of this and that. Mm. But it's told all the time, be aware of this, be aware of that. That's why I think that the discussion on Dhamma is a mangala.
Is a?
Mangala.
Mangala, yes. Right, yeah.
Yes. Bringing more right understanding,
mm-hmm.
letting go or then cling to wrong understanding mm-hmm. anymore. Mm-hmm. I think that people cannot tell the difference between the Samma Samadhi and Miccha Samadhi. They think that any Samadhi is Samma Samadhi.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So without right understanding, it cannot be Samma Samadhi at all.
Yeah.
And they don't know what Panya knows.
Mm-hmm.
So they take Miccha Samadhi for Samma Samadhi.
Mm.
And the development of Panya in daily life is very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Because it cannot select the object by conditions only.
Yeah.